Hey guys,
it's happening
with Snooki and Joey.
Okay, so for this episode, we decided we are going to dedicate it to fan call-ins.
Yes.
So we're going to be taking your call-ins, and we want to know your favorite Jersey Shore moments, and also you can ask any behind-the-scenes questions.
Yeah.
Like what you really want to know, or that you didn't see. I am open to talking about it.
Yeah, the good, getting that insider information. Oh, cool, cool.
And Joey knows a thing or two, because he's been around.
Yeah.
He's been around the ballpark.
Uh-huh. Any topics that come up, you know, well, it's going to be a wild ride. It's going to let you know the fans lead the
show.
We're
just going to let it loose.
True dat. Are you ready for our first call?
We have a first call. Hello?
Could I call me?
Hello?
No. Shut.
Stop.
Hey, mom.
Oh,
hey, girl.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to cry. Okay. My name is Lindsay. I lost all my voice because I was in Portland at a Kesha show.
Stop
yes.
whining out. I sound a little crazy, but I'm from Alaska.
Oh.
Oh. Is it snowy there?
Yeah. Is it Santa Claus
like
there?
Always?
No, not always. We got a good snow, but then actually Alaska is very similar to the weather you guys complain about, except for like, you know, 50 degrees different where it'll be like, wake up at, you know, negative 10 and then in the afternoon,
oh my God.
55 degrees.
And then wait, does it always stay, degrees. Is it always light there or that's North Pole?
Yeah.
No, we do see a ton of daylight in Anchorage in the summertime. Well, the sun won't really set. It'll get a little dusty, but that's it. And
that's then so
the
winter, weird.
Yeah. And then the winter will get down to only about 6 hours of daylight during the day.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Interesting facts.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, do you have a question for Snooki or myself? Or tell us your favorite Jersey Shore moment. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I think I know this might sound so silly, but I think my favorite Jersey Shore moment was when Snooki and Jenny got into their fight in Italy.
Yeah.
Now, like, I know that sucks so bad for Jenny and Nicole, but it was like reminded me and my girlfriend's drunken fights, and I just like loved them.
And where is he, Jenny? Where is he? That's what she's
that screaming. Was literally the first fight we've ever gotten into, because like we hate confrontation like that. It just we're like not into it. So that was like the first ever fight, and the next day it was like so awkward, and I was like, I'm still mad at you, but let's just forget it. And it was like the worst experience ever.
How funny.
I won't like ever forget the days of like my girlfriend chasing me down the street and me being like, yeah, fuck you.
Yep. Basically.
Psychos.
Now me and Joey do it.
Where are you? Are you at work right now? What time is it there?
Right now it is 10:30 a.m. and I am not at work because I'm still in recovery mode.
from the Kesha concert. Did she throw glitter on the audience?
Oh my goodness. He threw so much glitter. I've never seen so much glitter in my life.
Did you wake up with any in your bra?
Okay, so what happened is I was in Portland for the show.
In Oregon?
We went to the show in Portland, and then we got out of the show. We went and got a couple drinks at a bar.
Yes, bitch.
And my brother's gay, and it was his first like gay adventure in Portland. So then we went to this like full nude male.
Yeah, there was all strip clubs, and there's all strip clubs in Portland.
So calm down.
Oregon has the biggest strip club per capita in the world. Because I had a friend from there.
Oh my God.
Wait, so you saw a bunch of dicks last night?
Yeah, we put so many dicks in my brother's face. It was awesome. And then we
left dicks.
The club and went straight to the airport, and now I'm home.
So you didn't sleep? You like just stayed up?
Yeah, well, it was either like get a couple hours of sleep and wake
no,
up super
just keep drinking.
And hungover and weird, or just like go to the airport. So we just,
yeah.
just like, go to the airport.
I would honestly like today order some Chinese and pizza and put on a scary movie and go to sleep. Because that's what we did.
Oh yeah. My gosh. Like, that's literally the plan. I have the entire second season of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Yes! All right, well, enjoy your day. Feel better, and
thanks for
calling in,
Lindsay.
Like, I love you so much. You make me laugh all the time. Your friendship is the most special thing.
Thank you.
We love you.
Did you hang up on Lindsay?
No, we just got disconnected. Oh, she was still talking. Oh, bye,
Lindsay,
girl.
Lindsay, we love you. Thank you, girl. Poor thing. She's going to try to call back. Like, well, I didn't get to say goodbye. Yeah,
bye.
I'll never let go.
I'll never let go, Jock.
Hey, it's Connor with Audio Boom. You're here for Stooky and Joey?
Yes.
Okay, let me put you through. What's your name?
Mary.
Mary, one second. Nicole, I have Mary online.
Hello, Mary.
Nicole Snooky.
Hi, hello, where are you from?
I'm from upstate New York.
Oh, where?
Did you go to high school with her? Or was she a bitch to you?
No, I'm from Albany.
Oh, okay. Been there a few times.
How fun. Well, what's your favorite Jersey Shore moment, Mary?
Actually, I just started watching Jersey Shore, the whole series, from the beginning last week.
How funny.
And I'm almost finished.
Hot mess.
Actually, probably when Snooky puts her butt in the fridge and says she has to poop.
Oh yeah. My God.
Did your butt was hurting that day? Tell us the story, Nicole.
No, I was, drinking that morning, like bored, and Polly was like, oh, I have no one to go tanning with because we always needed two people to go somewhere. So it was just only him. And I was like, all right, I'll go. So we went tanning and I put Tingle on my ass, not knowing that it would actually kill me. And I'm leaving and my butt is on fire. Like it's literally stinging. So then when I got home, I made another drink and just sat in the fridge.
Was that in your bedroom, that fridge?
Yeah.
What was in there all the time? Just water?
Vodka.
Did you bring that fridge in or that was there?
No, it was there, but like I made sure it was like stacked up with liquor. If I was hungover, I would need a shot.
That's exciting. Look, Mary, was that the first time you watched the whole series or you've watched it before when it was on and then you rewatched it?
Oh, no, I totally binge watched all the time.
Oh, good.
Watch it when I was like 18 and just wanted to be Snook's best friend. I felt like I was her twin.
Aww, that's cute.
Well, thanks for calling in, girl.
Thanks.
Okay. Can you put your headphones on?
I'm sweating.
Ew.
Hey, you're on with Snooky and Joey. What's your name?
Renata,
how are you doing?
Hey.
Hi. I'm so excited.
What are you doing today?
I just snuck out of my...
Stop you at work?
Ooh, I'm town girl.
Would you work in like an office?
I do.
Stop.
And it's so quiet all the time.
Scream bitch,
it's
right
miserable.
Scream bitch really loud right now.
Oh, okay. Joking.
No, don't do it.
So where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
Oh, we love Chicago.
I know. I literally work right by the Sears Tower. So it's great.
What's your favorite Jersey Shore moment or question?
Okay, this is really weird, but I always tell people this one scene with Dina, how she was like, Mike must be like a hermaphrodite or something. He was like,
oh my God.
And it's the most random thing ever, but I love that scene so much.
But then like you knew what she meant. You know what I mean?
What does she mean?
Oh, yeah, I know.
He was a hermaphrodite?
No, she meant a pyromaniac.
Wait, what is it? I was gonna say a klepto, but no, that's like when you.
No, yeah, stuff. No, a pyromaniac.
Yeah, there you go.
But she called him a hermaphrodite, thinking.
Oh, like
you know what she meant.
Fire,
if you know Dina, you know what she meant. Hot mess.
That's so funny.
And she was probably drunk when she said it. That's why
we just went to her wedding last weekend.
I know. Congratulations! The pictures look so beautiful.
Yeah, shit.
No,
had a
she
good
was
time.
Amazing.
Oh, well, that's fun. Well, don't get fired, Mary. Is it Mary, right?
Yeah, go back to work, girl.
It's Renata.
Renata, stop.
Wait, Mary was the other girl.
Renata, yeah, don't get fired. Do you have like a business outfit on, like a little blazer?
I have a cardigan on.
Ooh, very businessy.
Is your boobies out?
They actually are. I actually just got sized recently, and I'm a triple D now.
Same.
Congratulations.
No, I'm a double D.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Are you going to go back to work? And when you go back to your desk, are you going to like, you have your one best friend at work and you'll be like, you'll never guess what I just did. I was just on the phone with Snooky.
I work with my sister.
That's fun.
Does anyone else know that you're on the phone with us?
No, I locked myself out. So now I'm like walking down the stairs.
Oh my God. Imagine we had real jobs, Nicole. Like we had to work in an office.
I would die.
We'd be a mess.
Oh yeah.
I would be drunk the entire day.
I'd be like, Nicole, can I speak to you in the conference room, please?
Ew. I will go tell all your coworkers that we just had a conversation.
Yes.
Oh, can I ask you guys for advice?
Yes.
Okay. So I've been dating this guy for over a year, just moved in, and he has a picture still of his ex in the bedroom and in the kitchen.
No.
He says they are best friends.
No. Nope.
We've hung out, all of us.
Wait, how long did they date before you guys? Like, were they for years?
4 years on and off, and they lived together. And then he tried to tell me, like, well, she doesn't find me sexually attractive, and she told me to my face. I'm like, I don't care.
That she doesn't find you sexually attractive?
To find him. Like, she's like, he's like, and then she even told me at the bar, she's like, I see him as a brother. I was like, bitch. You guys that live together.
Yeah, until they're drunk and they hook up again. No, thank you.
No, yeah, I don't trust that shit
at
all.
And then she'll try to say I'm crazy. She's like, oh, Renata freaks out way too much.
Well, they slept together before. You have a reason. Ew.
Yeah, I don't know about the picture. Okay. Like, would he get mad if you brought pictures of your ex and hung it on your back on like bathroom door and be like, hey, girl.
Yeah, why don't you do the same and say, oh, we're still friends.
I know, right? I should. I think I'm going to pull out the prom picture.
Do it.
No, you shouldn't. Be like, oh, he just contacted me. You know, he wants to hang out. Just be friends. Let's see what he says.
Oh, I told him that. Oh, I tried that. And he was like, oh, I don't care. You could do it. I was like, yeah, okay.
That's weird. But you should really do it or pretend you're doing it.
But I don't think people can be friends. I'm not crazy, right?
No, you're not.
Well,
no.
Not people, but exes.
No, I was talking about that with our producer earlier today. I was like, and he's like, he can totally be friends with someone. I said, maybe it's a guy thing. I mean, I don't consider myself a guy, so I can't.
Yeah, you're not a guy.
It's a guy thing. I think it's a guy thing. But, you know, I couldn't do it. I would never.
I just think it's weird.
I don't know. She's kind of manly, too, so maybe they are.
Is she a lesbian now?
Maybe she's a lesbian.
Well, her mom came out years later.
Maybe.
I know way too much about her. I know I hang out with them too much.
That's so weird.
Hang out with them.
It's like a third wheel.
But that's weird. You're saying you're hanging out with them. She's hanging out with you and your boyfriend. That's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like, does you feel that it's like them against you when you guys hang out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, we went to school together. We did this. And I'm like, why is it always a trip down fucking memory lane?
Yeah, calm down. No, that's weird, girl. Move on.
Don't move on. He just moved in with them.
Oh,
she can't move on. Now she has a lease. She has a year lease she has to stay with.
Well, then you should be like, I don't feel comfortable. Like, this is
weird. Just be honest. This makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, trust me. I'm crazy. I told him, and he was
don't
like,
do it when you're drunk, though.
He'll say, I am crazy.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm sure everything will work out. Just keep a close eye on that hoe. Okay. Well, tell your sister we said hi and get back to work. Otherwise, I'm telling your boss.
We love you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. I love you guys.
All right. Bye, Renata.
Have fun today.
She was fun. I want to wear a pencil skirt to work. I want to wear a cardigan to work.
I feel like I wouldn't wear a cardigan. I feel like I would wear like a tight dress.
With a little jacket over it?
And like a, what's it called?
Pencil skirt.
No, a tight dress with a, oh my God.
Peplum?
It goes down to the floor. It's a...
A maxi dress?
No, it's a, what's it called?
A duster.
Oh. With a duster. Wait, is it called a duster because it's on the floor and it gets dusty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Who's next?
Wait, Nicole. Wait, don't answer. What's your name? Where are you calling
from? Oh, my God. Hot mess.
Hello.
Ooh, sensual
voice. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Joe. I'm from Ohio.
Oh, how fun. We're taking a trip around the world today. We just had someone from Alaska on the phone. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, wow.
So, Joe, from Ohio?
Yes.
What's going on?
I forgot the
room. Oh, you're the only person that called. It's fine.
Oh.
We were waiting for the phone to ring. We're like, oh my God, finally Joe called us.
So do you have a favorite Jersey Shore moment or question for us?
Oh, God. I wasn't prepared. How was the wedding? Even though I'm sure you've already talked about it.
The wedding was amazing. Joey came with me and we got wasted.
Yeah.
Dina looked gorgeous. There were a lot of tears and, you know, it was just nice to be with all the roomies again.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was a hot mess.
What's your favorite Jersey Shore quotes that are famous?
Party's here, because I still say it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I still mean it. It's always a party. Let's go.
What about you? Yes, it is true.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
My favorite?
About this new show that's supposed to be mimicking the Jersey Shore.
Oh, I haven't heard about it.
Yeah, I just keep getting alerts about it.
Oh, I gotta Google later. Joey, what's your favorite Jersey Shore quote?
Mine is, I don't think it's not parties here. Cabs are here, maybe.
It's cool. So yeah, it's not one of mine.
No, I hate you.
You don't hate
me. I'm kidding. No, your favorite one of yours is where's the beach?
Or I'm not trashy unless I drink too much.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that is so true. That's so true to everyone.
Yeah, that one, and then where's the beach?
Yes, queen. Are you working?
Yeah, where are you?
I am.
Do you work in an office?
Away.
Are you in an office?
I do.
Does anyone else know you're on the phone with us or no? We were like, Eileen, oh my God, I got through.
Out.
Oh my God.
I could get them on the phone.
No. Oh my God, you would get in trouble if you're at work and you're on the phone with the radio?
I don't think so.
No, you'll be fine.
We can see what happens. They probably won't believe me.
Oh, well, you're going to be on the show.
We can see. I'll get Tiffany on.
Where's Tiffany? What does she look like? Does she have brown hair?
Hey, Tiffany.
Just
do you want to say hi to Snooki and Joey?
Stop. She's
hello. Hello.
Tiffany. Hi.
Hi, Tiff.
I'm What's on their up? Podcast.
What are you guys doing?
Yeah, well, what is Joe like? Is Joe a bitch at work? Does people talk about her by the water cooler? Tell us
the
dart.
Yeah, she is. She's calling.
Hey, now.
What do you guys do for work? Can we have anything free from you guys? What kind of company do you work at?
I can't hear them. Here.
Can we get free products? Yeah. Where do you guys work?
They don't believe me. They think I just have friends on the phone. Oh. I'm not really talking to you guys.
Can we get free products?
Yeah, what kind of things do you guys make
at
work?
What do you guys do?
It is her. What do I do? We work at a court.
A court? Oh, we don't want to be at your house.
Well, can you bail me out if I...
Yeah, if we're in Ohio and we get arrested.
No, they'll bail us out. We'll be fine.
All right, well, tell me no Joe and Tiffany from the court.
I know. They don't believe that it's you guys. I'm going to have
to
play the podcast later.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. All right, we'll get back to court, girl.
Get back to court.
Have a good day.
Handle them hoes. Bye, girl.
Bye. What were you going to say before? You were like stuttering.
I wanted you to pretend that you were the producer and answer the phone. It's my favorite. So Nicole and I, if you haven't heard our phone calls before,
they can tell.
I pretend that I'm a producer when they answer the phone, and I like, you're calling for Snooki and Joey. I'll put you through. It's Keith in the production. And I wanted Nicole to pretend, but she has a dead giveaway voice.
I am
Nicole. Are you sure my voice isn't changing from my testosterone?
It's not. You sound the same.
Okay.
I swear. Can I call me?
I still never recovered from my strep throat I had last week.
Ew. Hello?
Hello.
Could I call me?
What's your name? Where are you from?
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Hold on 1 second.
Stop. She's at work. Everyone has jobs. Have fun. You're not. Oh, you're not? Maybe she's at court.
Yeah, where are you from?
She's at court. I've called you guys like 45 times. I'm from Middletown, New York, right by you, Snooki.
Oh, yeah. I've been there before.
And... oh my God, I tried to call like 5 million times.
What you got in, girl? Ew.
Oh my God.
So what's your favorite Jersey Shore moment? What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Oh, my name's Alyssa.
I never got your name. Alyssa from upstate New York.
Yes.
So what's your favorite Jersey Shore moment?
Yeah, or what's your question for us?
Yeah, question, comments, concerns?
I don't even know what you guys are talking about today. We're talking about Jersey Shore moments.
Or, like, if you have a question for us or whatever, I mean, it's basically an open conversation.
If you have a hot brother that you want me to hook up with.
Oh, my God. Don't scare her.
I mean, I could try to find one.
Okay. Well, let me know.
No, I just love you guys. I love watching, like, your Snapchat stories and, like, listening to your podcast every day.
Thanks.
Where are you right now? Are you at work or are you at home?
I'm actually at my school. I'm in college.
Oh, how fun. College. Nicole, did you go to college?
Yeah. I should be studying, but I was watching Snapchat stories, and I was like, oh, shit, let me call it.
Are you in the dorm? What school do you go to?
I'm in my last semester at the community college, and then I'm going to UALT. So.
Where's what community college?
At OCC, Orange County.
Oh, okay. And what do you want to, what are you studying to be? Like, what do you want to do?
I'm studying to be a teacher.
Oh, that's fun.
It's just taking me 100 years to get there.
Oh.
Just go into a school and start doing it. You don't even have to. Do you have to have a certificate for it? I'm joking. Okay, kids, in today's class, we're going to be doing...
Ew, imagine Joey as a teacher. I would die.
I'd be fun.
No, you would probably get in trouble for being inappropriate.
That would be amazing.
I would
dodge. I feel like I'm the same way. When I finally become a teacher, kids are going to be like, well, who the fuck is this lady?
I know. I'll be like dodging the principal. But guys, if my boss comes over, you have to cover for me. Like, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go. I need you. Just pretend like I just got sick and I'm actually out back. Yeah, I'd be the worst teacher ever. But yeah, that's good.
I'm actually just going to leave and go to the bar and you can take care of the kids. So. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go. And you guys, that's funny. Well, stick with your dreams, girl.
Yeah, girl. Don't give up.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling.
Yes. Thanks, Alyssa. Thanks for being a fan.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye, girl. We'll see you when we go on tour. We'll see you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Wait, can we talk about our tour real quick?
Yes.
Nicole and I have been having, we sit around and brainstorm when we're hungover. We literally lay.
We brainstorm like ideas on what we could do to interact with our fans more. So. Yeah.
So we had this idea that we can do, it's happening live and live in bold things. And we go to different like bars and venues and things and all around different cities. And we do basically the podcast on the stage, but we'll have like guests and stuff. Sometimes,
I feel like we said this already.
No, we didn't.
No, we talked about this.
No, because Ben's acting like it's a good idea. He never heard about it.
I feel like we said this before.
Not in front of him.
I'm having deja vu.
No, we told Jordan. We told our team. We told our publicists and stuff we wanted to do
this.
Yeah,
but didn't you email everyone here and ask about it?
We never talked about it on the podcast, though. Anyway, so we would
Proceed.
So we would do like an onstage performance. So we would like have our little microphones.
Joey would get naked.
Drinks, of course. And then we'd be like a variety show. We'd have audience participation doing like truth or dare contests, all different stuff. We'll have celebrity guests maybe and just come and do the podcast with us. We'll do a meet and greet where we can all take pictures together and we'll sell all of our cool merchandise and all our stuff. And it'll just be a fun night of drinking and kikiing on stage. So it'll be called It's Happening Live. And we don't know how to make that happen, but we're going to try to make it happen. Well, yes. It'll be in a city near you, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
We just get embarrassed. Like, what if we like plan all this shit and
no one shows up?
No one buys tickets and no one comes.
And then we have to pretend that it didn't happen. Like, what are you talking about? We never posted. Oh, that was supposed to, it was leaked. We didn't put that up.
Yeah, but it's like on our pages.
Yeah.
Like, we just want to make sure people come.
We'll have to start small. And if people come, then we'll do it.
We'll do like a 30 max people.
30?
What if 30 people don't want
to
come?
Who's going to, a bar, 30 people in a bar is like nothing. They don't have to. I guess you have to buy tickets to get into.
What do you want? 100 people?
I want Madison Square Garden, but that's just my dreams.
I know, but I feel like we couldn't even get 100 people. No one's even calling right now.
Do we have calls on the line? No, they are. I think if we did it like in our hometowns.
Our hometowns?
If I did it in my hometown, everyone and their mother would show up. If I did it like
Well, yeah, 22. If we're desperate, then yeah, I'm going to have like all my family and everyone come.
No, I mean, no.
Like, Steph, can you buy like 20 tickets and just you show up?
Yeah. And Noah's just going to order chicken fingers and say, fuck it. We don't even turn our microphones on. We have another caller on the line. Is this a boy? We haven't had any boy callers.
Yeah.
Could I call me? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, girl.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Olivia. And I'm from Boston.
Oh, hey, girl.
Beantown.
Are you
What's
working?
Up, guys?
No, she's with her friend at her house. I can hear it.
There's no power here.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. There was a huge rainstorm.
And you chose
night.
To use your cell phone power to call our fucking stupid asses?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God. We hope nothing bad happens.
What if your house gets hit by a tree? You're like, well,
stop.
I,
God
I
forbid.
I used all my things to call Snoopy.
Oh, my God.
So what's up, Olivia? Do you have a favorite Jersey Shore moment or a question, comment, concern?
I was just going to ask if you knew where the Lola costume was.
The Lola?
Where is it?
Yes.
Like the bunny costume.
Oh, yeah. Lola.
I didn't know. You're not my best friend.
No, I thought you were talking about the tampons that we wrote.
No.
No way.
So, after I made Lola or discovered her in the store, producers took her and then they kept Lola in their office. So it's in my producer's office to this day. And it probably stinks. It smells because they definitely didn't wash it. I mean, I put makeup on there and there's probably like dried whiskey and shit on it. But yeah, no, she's still alive. She's just hanging out in someone's office like it's a museum or something.
Yeah, just being a hot mess. I'm wearing.
Yes, it, Lola. She's a stripper from Vegas.
Yeah,
that was funny.
I loved her.
How was the wedding?
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
Joey blacked out.
I blacked out, and I woke up near a fireplace.
There's no other way to do it.
Yeah, I woke up near a fireplace and a magnum of wine in my lap. It was a good time. I tried to hook up with Vinny, but he didn't bite. I mean, I got a couple good grabs in, but
ew,
that was it.
Nasty shit.
Well, hope your lights go back on soon.
Yeah, we wish you luck.
Yeah, tell your friend we said hi.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye, Olivia.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Oh my God, so all these people have real jobs.
I know.
And they like work in offices. Did you ever?
But like, we used to have real jobs.
Yeah, I know. So I used to work, when I worked at the offices at Mac, I would be so bored. Mm-hmm. And I would, oh no, no. It was like, you know, remember that old place I worked? It was like, there was offices and they had like that, the showroom, like the front desk area.
Yes.
So I would be like in the office and then I would call the front desk. I mean, I would transfer calls. Like someone, like say someone called, you can transfer a call and ring up there and you pick it up and like the person's like, oh, hey girl.
Yeah.
Sally. So I would be bored and I would call all these like sex lines in the office and then transfer them up front. So,
yes.
my friend's helping a client. There's like a person she's working with at the front desk. And she answered the phone and like all of a sudden this had I play these like free stripper.
Wait, did they know it was you?
Yes, they knew it was me.
And they didn't fire you?
No, it was like my friends.
Oh, so you, well, that's funny then.
So I figured this thing, if you take any 3-letter word and 4-letter word and make filthy combos out of them, there's a sex line for it. And it's not the one that they don't charge you for it. It's just like, you know, like trying to latch your credit card number now. So I would call all different ones. So let's, for instance, I'll keep the ones sort of clean that I'm going to announce, but then I'll call the other ones. So if you do a 1-800 hot slut or 1-800 wet.
Ew. Wet what? Oyster?
Wet dick. Wet twat. 1-800 big cock. 1-800 fat cock. 1-800 big.
Okay, we get it.
Big slut. Like,
we get it.
1-800 Asian hoe is my favorite. I'm going to try to call that one.
Okay, we're going to call this.
1-800. Give me one to call. I'll just do big tits. BIGTITS.
Wait, I'm scared. Wait, is it going to charge you?
No, it doesn't charge. I don't have any money.
I'm scared. Oh my God. You guys.
1-800-BIG-TITS. The easy access portal to hot girls with really big tits. Want me to send you a sexy pic of me?
Yes.
Press 1 now, if you're over 18, to give your consent to receive naughty XXX stuff from me.
Ew.
Or enter your credit card info now to go directly to the menu.
No, okay, I'm going to do another one.
Wait, why does she sound 7? She sounds like Giovanna.
Hot cum, I'm going to write. No, hot.
Big tits.
Oh my God. Big load. Hold on. No, 1-800. Big load. That's that for 1-800. Wet cunt. Hold on. Wet C U.
Ew. I don't like that word.
I know. That's why I'm not going
to say it. I don't like that C word.
Shh. Don't embarrass me for my friend.
Cooter.
Hey, baby. I'm so glad you called.
Ooh.
Experience callers, please enter your credit card number now.
Hey, baby.
I've been feeling really playful lately.
Ew.
Only, I need someone to play with.
Ew.
This game will be one I promise you'll like. It starts with me kissing you.
Ooh.
Working my pouty lips from yours slowly down your neck.
Ooh.
Your chest,
Yeah.
Grazing your naked skin. Ooh, making my way down to that delicious looking bulge in your pants.
Oh!
See what I've been craving, baby. Experience caller.
Yes, girl.
She was good.
I'm
liked
sweating
her.
Sweating in here. Woo!
Okay, wait.
No, she was better than the other girl. Do you like big tats?
I-A-N ho.
I would talk to
this
that
one,
girl.
This one got shut off before because I think it was taboo, but let me see if it's still up. Oh, Asian ho, look. Look at my phone. Look at my phone.
What?
Welcome to the hottest place for triple X action with hot, horny college students. Housewives and girls next door waiting right now to get off with you. Oh, yeah, baby. So many ways to get off.
She sounds not interested.
Yeah, you're not even, like, sexy. Next.
Bye. Next one. Let's go with guy. Let's go with the gay one.
Get my money.
Fat cop.
Sex sells, guys.
C-O-C-K. But try all different. Try your own combinations at home and see what comes up. This is a guy one.
Yeah, you heard right, stud. I've got a hearty appetite for a special kind of meat.
Oh!
Just what I need to satisfy my craving.
Ew!
Want to use your credit card to have some hardcore fun with some real men? We're waiting just for you.
Nicole, can I have your credit
card?
Ew!
1-800-777-MEAT.
Again. I want to do more.
I didn't think that was hot.
800 tight big hole. Big cunt.
Ew, you said that already.
I didn't say big, I said big tits. Big twat.
I'm gonna throw up.
This is what
happens nauseous now.
When I have a job and I have nothing to do, this is what I did.
Welcome to 1-800-FREE-SEX.
That's not what I called. Fuck off. I'm going to do a couple more and then we'll stop. This is so much fun for me. 1-800. Eat puss. Eat puss. Hold on. Eat. What's a four-letter word for snurb? Cunt.
Ew. Stop saying that word.
You.
Jesus.
N-G. I hope she makes
a. You are so inappropriate.
Hi, babe. Stay on the line for a wild and wicked chat. Or in other
screaming?
Words, all you can eat. My gorgeous friends and I are ready for you to feast on the sweet treat we have waiting for
you. Ew! Clean your snurb.
Oh, wait, this is the other one. The last
sweet
one.
Treat.
Hold on. 1-800.
Nasty.
B.
Beaver?
Okay. Ho. Oh. Was that 1-800 big ass? Hold on.
Big ass.
This one's.
I like this music.
Welcome to the hottest place for triple X action.
You called her already. She was boring.
Oh, thank God. Well, I've got to find this. I know, black ass. Hold on. B. L. A.
Oh my God.
She's so funny. Hold on. A. C. K. A. S. S.
What about Chilena?
B-L-A-C-K-A-S. Oh, maybe it's just A.
Wait, how many letters does it need to be?
Seven letters.
Seven?
Oh, this is why is it not going in speaker?
I answer you.
Start over.
I gotta start over. Oh, this is the one I've been waiting for, guys. This is what we've been practicing for.
I don't know anyone who does this but Joey.
Listen, jealous.
Jealous? Shh, you need listen. Rehab.
Hey, boo. You ready for me to back this jelly up?
Back this jelly up?
Right into you. Oh, yes, baby. I love to show you my squeezable, round, juicy booty.
Ooh.
Yeah, baby, but you gotta be at least 18 to grab a hold of my beautiful, round, perfect ass and show me what you got. Oh, ooh. I'm mocha cream, baby.
Mocha
and
cream?
All your dark chocolate desires rolled into one. But it's all pink on the inside.
Why is this so long?
It's all pink on the inside.
Spread those horny ass cheeks and work your way.
Horny ass cheeks?
Be sure to get it nice and wet first.
Ew!
Oh, yeah. And give me a good spank when you start pumping. Oh, yes, baby. If you want to inch your thing in for only $2.98 per minute with a
$2.98
Connect fee, you can slip in your Rock Hard American Express, Visa, MasterCard,
or Diners Club.
Is there any coupons?
Well, she was chocolate fantasy.
That's really long.
Well, she wants to make sure she got that credit card.
So I feel like all these girls that are hired to do this.
Your mother-in-law's calling.
Yeah. I feel like all these girls that are hired to do this
are like, do not look like what they act like.
No, like they probably like go to church and like, this is like a side, like little
a side hustle.
Like they could do it whenever. And yeah. What do you think? Like, how much do you think they get for this?
$2.98 per minute.
Did you ever watch Family Guy when Meg did this?
No. The mother?
No, Meg's the daughter.
No.
She actually started doing phone sex.
Would you
but
do
I think
it?
You have to go in an office and do it, no?
Yeah, it is an office.
And everyone's like,
Yeah, but they're probably like passing the menu around like, should we get Chinese for lunch? Hold on, girl. Like passing the menu like, for lunch around.
I want your big cock.
I'll get the lo mein. I'll get the lo mein. Yeah. No, last time they didn't put enough soy sauce in the thing. Just do it. Thanks, Angela. I was just coming back, baby. I'm so sorry.
Ew.
Duck sauce. Yes. Yes. Sorry, baby. My little hot little sister was knocking on the door and just waiting to come in. Come in.
Egg roll. I don't want the soup.
You're disgusting.
Yes, Dad.
You guys need to see his face. He's like humping his chair. Ew.
I was getting into character.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl. It's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl. Happy Friday. It's Jen. Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Did you get aroused when we were playing those things, Ben? No. Okay.
I didn't think they were like sexy. Like they were like fun, funny to listen to.
Do you think a
to?
Cheap guy that calls and like starts like beating off and tries to like before they say the credit card information, he's just trying to like beat his meat like real quick.
Oh my
quick,
God, yes.
Real quick because he don't have to pay the $2.99 connection fee.
Especially
so
to
he
that
keeps
last
calling
one.
Back.
I would do that to that last one because it was long. So like you have like an extra minute
before
to get
she
off.
Says ask you for the credit card.
Yeah, and then you're like, fuck.
Yeah, so he's like rushing.
Like, fuck.
He doesn't have to put his credit card in.
Ew.
That's called baller on a budget.
That's
oh,
probably
cool.
What you do.
Not to that.
Did you ever like actually pay and call?
No, I never paid, but I would call. There'd be chat lines when I was young. This is before the internet and for chat rooms. So there'd be like commercials.
I used to love chat rooms.
Chat lines, like a phone line. So there'd be like, you know, in the back of like
a
gay magazine. Yeah. So it's like, it's a free number, but you have to like call and you can connect with people. So like it'd be like a big room, like, you know, oh, do you want to, I forgot how it worked, but I'd call and have phone sex with these guys.
And what do you say like on phone sex?
Yeah, what would you do if you were here right now?
Like ew! Kind of
oh, yeah?
Like, uh-huh. Like, what are you wearing?
Not what are you wearing. I'd be like, oh, yeah. I'd start by kissing your ripe, hard nipples and work ew. My way down that trail.
That's not
that's
sexy.
Your rock hard.
That's not sexy. No.
American Express.
I can't even deal.
You know. So what did you do when you had a job at work? Did you ever do that Forever 21?
No. Well, the last job I had before Jersey Shore, I was a secretary. But like
where?
I didn't know what I was doing. So I only worked there for like a month. And then she fired me. And I also worked at a vet's office.
Who got you the job? Was it like your mom's friend to like get you a job?
No, like I did.
You went out and seeked out a secretary job?
Yeah. I like would pass my resumes around. And I like lied on everything because I didn't know what I was doing.
What was your best friend Steph doing at the time? Did she have a job yet? She has a real job now.
No, Steph's like a legit adult. Yeah. But she works at like a doctor's office and I couldn't imagine. Like, I'm just so stupid.
No, you're not stupid. You just don't care.
I know I'm stupid. Like, I can't do anything in an office.
Yeah, that's true.
If anything, I'd be like a PA, like taking everyone's orders.
No, you're good at like printing out like all your business stuff at home. Like sending out your orders and like doing all that work.
Yeah, because I'm like my own boss. Like if someone else is telling me what to do, I can't do it.
Yeah, I know. I've tried to like tell you to stop drinking and wiling out in front of strangers and I can't get you to stop.
You're the worst influence on me.
You know. Well, that's it for today's show. I'm joking.
Wait, what was your first ever job?
Washing hair at Feathers. Hair specialist in New Providence, New Jersey.
And then what?
And then I worked at Mac. And that is
and then you met me.
That was my last job.
No, now you have.
What's our job though?
You're a public figure now.
Yeah, I'm a public figure.
You guys,
figure.
He's still not verified on Instagram.
Well, you have to go. You have to tell the people, not these people. These people can be very helpful, but you need to like tell like the higher ups.
I've been, and they're denying your blue check.
You know, they're denying my citizenship in the celebrity world.
What the fuck?
So.
Tell me when.
So we are going to play our favorite game called Say What Comes to Your Mind. So we say a word, and the first word that comes to your mind about that word or phrase, you just have to say it without thinking.
We usually do this on every episode, but we've been forgetting it.
Because we've been drinking.
So Joey's going to go first, and then I'm going to go first.
Okay, so I've written down some few keywords, and I'm going to say it, and you just tell me what's on your mind.
Yep.
Stomp.
Stomp?
Yeah.
Your principal shoes.
Okay. Compound.
Wait. Are these seriously your words?
Yeah.
Compound? science?
Okay. Voodoo.
Kate Hudson.
Spank.
Me?
Tender.
Tenderloins.
Ew. Skid mark.
Sissy's diapers.
Wintergreen.
These are the most randomest words ever. I don't even know what that is.
Wintergreen?
Yeah.
It's like a kind of gum.
Yummy.
Okay. Treatment.
Laser treatment.
Slippery.
Your penis.
Lamar.
Odom.
Slither.
Slither, ew, like a snake.
Ew, sober.
Us right now, fuck.
Taut, like something's pulled taut.
Something's what?
Like taut, like tight.
A rope?
Okay.
Your words are so lame.
And the last one.
Oh my, he's looking around the room.
Red book.
Red book? No, you're the worst at this game. Like, who says compound?
I would say butter.
No, you guys, remember Joey's
compound
words.
Butter.
And then remember my words. This is how you're supposed to play. Ludacris.
Luda.
Jersey Shore.
What's that?
Ew.
I'm going to say fun.
Kevin Spacey.
Gay.
Football.
Fuck me.
Fake breasts.
Get away.
Condoms.
They're for sailors.
Sissy.
Mama.
Nipples.
Mine gonna be on the table when I go to Dr. Chutella.
A Pizza Hut.
I miss it.
Backwash.
If it's a hot guy, I don't care.
Puff Daddy.
And a family.
And mosquitoes.
West Nile.
See, like my words are like...
Can I try
They're
one
fun.
More? Can I try one more?
Not like compound and taut. What the fuck? I'm going to give you one more try.
Okay.
Write like five down.
I'm not going to write them down. I was going to come up with them.
Okay, go. Jesus. Who sucks at this game? Only
Seagull.
You would.
Seagull.
Shit.
Olive oil.
Chicken cutlets.
Penetrate.
Me.
mini fridge.
Bananas.
You're supposed to say you're coolie when you put that in there. Or you keep bananas in your mini fridge.
Yeah.
But your old mini fridge, you kept your ass.
Okay. Remember? Let me say what I think. Don't tell me what to think.
Oh.
Bananas.
Bananas. Okay. Zookeeper.
You.
Overweight. You can't see me because you just said it.
I know. Damn it. Chris Christie.
Bitch tits.
Chris Christie.
One pump chump.
You. You and Chris Christie.
You know what a one pump chump is?
When you
have sex and you only got one pump and you finish.
Yeah, and you go. It's called a Minute Man. One pump chump. I've never heard that before.
Missy Elliott.
One Minute Man. Who?
Connie Chung.
Who?
Connie Chung.
A reporter?
Yeah.
Okay. Reporter.
A reporter. Lo Maine.
Chinese.
Prank call.
You.
Arousal.
Gianni.
Mm.
Ew, he's mine.
Thick thighs.
You.
Mm. Dump truck.
You. You're the worst.
Well, this was real fun, y'all.
That was that. Next time, Joey's going to have a way better word so we can actually do this game. Compound. Why'd you say butter for compound?
Because compound butter, it's something you make. It's a fancy butter you make. So you take softened butter and you add like different things in it. Like you can add truffles in it. You can add herbs in it. You can add lemon peels in it. You can add brown sugar, whatever you want. And then you make it into a log with saran wrap and then freeze it. And then you have a compound butter.
But who would think that?
A chef.
Yeah, a chef, which I am not.
Well, compound, it can be like, you know, like
it can be like a facility where you keep like aliens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we have to go.
We love you guys. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Ugh.
Oh my God, that's
you
vile.
Seriously have to change these things tomorrow because I've been coughing up my...
Same.
We think we have strep throat. We're not sure because we're not physicians.
Yeah. Make sure you guys wash your hands after this episode.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you. We love you. Stay safe out there. It's a crazy place.
Stay healthy.
Yeah, and go out there and
grab
a dick for me.
We love you. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.